Welcome to the show, everybody. This week we're talking all about video game live-action film adaptations, the latest batch to be released, and those on the horizon. This is the Party Up Podcast.
Transmission.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much for tuning into this week's brand new edition of the Party Up Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Derek Big Mosh, and with me, as always, Mr. John Donadio. What's going on, baby?
What's going on, my dude?
Nothing much. Also with us, Mr. Jordan Seven. What's going on, dude?
We are dedicating this funny intro to making fun of John's intro. What's going on, my dude?
Jesus.
Since you want to go ahead and
shots
usurp
fired.
People's intros.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny, though, is that like he's already fucked up 2 weeks in a row of saying he wasn't going to do funny intros. Bro, it's fine.
I'm that taking a stand here and now.
It's not how I sound.
Neither was the one you did for me, so we're fine. It's good.
All right. Oh, guys, come on. You can't be going at each other's throats so early in the show. Let's get into all the topics and all the fun stuff first. Come on. Let's build to the action, you know? You don't want to give it away.
No, we wanted to give it up right the first couple of minutes.
Yeah. The dynamic that you two have on the show is really why people love to listen, I'll be completely honest. So.
Oh.
I sit here and I plant the bait and then I watch you two fight over it. That's pretty much it's the perfect formula for wonderful content. But all right, guys, let's get shit rolling. We're here. It's a brand new episode. It's another week. Yeah. For all the listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. Like I say at the top of every show, if you haven't already, make sure you find us on all the social medias. Instagram at the Party Up Podcast, Twitter at Party Up Tweets. Of course, search for us on Facebook, the Party Up Podcast. So this way you can drop a like and be part of our group. And at this point, if you're listening to this, we have also released our brand new Twitch channel. So make sure you go ahead and find us on there at twitch.tv/partyuppodcast. Along with that, we also have released bonus material on our brand new YouTube channel. So lots of newness happening this week. And again, just make sure you find us on all the social media. You get all the news, updates, everything to stay in the loop of what's happening. New content being delivered, new content being posted. The link for the YouTube is going to be across all our social media pages. Right now, with that, actually a big favor I want to ask everyone that can do it. Make sure you head over to our YouTube channel so this way we can get our very own custom URL. We need 100 subscribers in order to do so. So right now I think that's the next goal on the table for us here at the podcast, to get 100 subscribers on the YouTube. So if you tuned into our Twitch channel and saw us do the spicy ramen challenge, please go over to the YouTube. It'll be actually posted there in a little while. So for anyone that did miss it, you can see it there too. And we are on the road to 100 subscribers. So please spread the word about that. Let's finish all the official stuff. Let's get into this week's topic. Guys, there are two things on the show, along with many others, that we really, truly enjoy. One of them is video games. The other one is
man
film.
Man on man action.
Hey, it's 2021 and I'm not here to judge, so have fun. Video games and film or movies. But there is one thing that we all three do not enjoy for the most part is video game movies. That's what we're going to be talking about this week on the show.
I mean, you've pretty much said it. We don't like these movies. End of show, right? Guys, thanks for coming this week. It's been great.
SE, the number 7, EN. Yeah.
I'm barely 2 love, number 2 not spelled out.
Well, listen, no, as much as we all three may have feelings about video game live action films, there are a few... I guess you could say cult classics out there that they were so bad that they were good. You know, Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers is one of them. You know, there's a list of ones that like we've seen and we're like, okay, like it was bad. We know it was bad, but we don't necessarily hate them. We love to hate them. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about a lot of it, but for the most part, video game live action films suck. So it's weird to me in 2020, moving into 2021 and looking into the future of 2022 to see across the internet and, a lot of people talking about upcoming and already released live action video game films. I have questions. I'm hoping you guys have answers, or we come to some type of conclusion about them. But I guess I really want to go ahead and start by kind of looking at the list of films. One. Yeah, of upcoming films. And yeah, I guess we'll go from there. So, unless you're under a rock, honestly, you know that there is a plethora of titles that have been released and that are going to be released. So I guess to kick things off, Jordan, are there any live action video game films that you're actually excited to see? What do you think about certain titles that are to be released? Let's just go right into it.
This gets a lot into how I feel about the movie industry in a general sense. I feel like I've said this before on the show, but it's like I think that in a big way, there's a lot of there's a lot of directors and people in Hollywood in a general sense that are looking at, you know, a lot of making a lot of like new IPs and things we've never seen before. And they look at these things and they think of it as a risk. This is my personal opinion, but I feel like they're trying to keep things safe and keep things, you know, kind of in the easy kind of route by going after things now that are based on everything else in the world. Mm. Like it's everything is just something that is based on something else. It's based on the book, based on the game, based on, and it's like, these companies are afraid to make new movies based on new things because they don't know if it's going to make its money back. And that's the whole reason why they're afraid.
I think that they know that the other ones have brand recognition, right? Mm. It's the fact that they know that those titles make money because they have made money.
The only reason I see it as a fear thing is because I've seen it. It's so prominent. Everything's a remake, a reboot, or fucking based on the brand recognition. Yeah, but it's just my interpretation, but sure. It's like my interpretation of it has always been like, because they are, it just goes back to even with brand recognition, it's like, why would you use brand recognition? Because you have the fear of not making money back anyway. With this brand recognition, you will, and there's nothing to be afraid of. Like I see it as fear.
Easier money, really.
Well, my thing is, does brand recognition even matter when we're dealing with video game live action films? Because films and video games are two completely different fucking mediums. There's no brand recognition doesn't fucking mean shit.
You wouldn't know if you played a Kojima game.
Yeah, we all know your feelings on that. But no, seriously, like, you're going to sit here and say, oh, bro, brand recognition. Yeah, listen, I can agree with you to some extent, but just because a fucking video game does well and is a known title doesn't necessarily mean that the movie's going to do well. I mean, we've seen it for forever that video game movies are fucking cursed for the most part to do bad because nobody gives a shit about the video game. They just translated however the fuck they want into a movie. And half the times it has nothing to do with, like, they'll write a completely separate script for this film and just insert video game references into it and hope that the fans like it. And for the most part, there are very few films that accomplish what they're looking to do. But for the most part, these films are fucking terrible because they have nothing to do with the game.
You're right. And where that works in a Marvel film, because, like, all you need is references to certain things because they're building their own story or whatever. Like, it doesn't work in the video game world because that shit's established, like, its own single. With Marvel, you could do whatever you want because it's like, you know, there's a thousand stories for comic books, you know, things of people dying, coming back, or
different. We addressed it last time. It's the multiverse.
Whatever, right?
Yeah, we talked about it last week, you know.
You're right, exactly. Yes, that exact point. But with video games,
and they go off the rails.
Right.
Personally, the only one I'm really looking forward to like answer the actual question is like maybe Uncharted. I like Tom Holland and I think he's versatile. He in a very big way has said that, yeah, he enjoys being Spider-Man, but also wants to branch out and be able to do other things, in which I've seen him in other things and he actually was able to pull things off in a believable kind of role. So I think that he'll do okay. But other than that, I'm looking at everything else that they have slated or things that are rumored, and I'm just like, get the fuck out of here. Like, dude, like, it's all just, that's going to be the, I feel, in my opinion, that's going to be the future of movies. It's going to be remake something that was popular, or let's delve into the video game industry because, you know, because we're running out of ideas. It really does feel like that. I feel like it's fear and laziness. Because look at everything now. Everything is just, let's make something that was something else a while back. That's not you writing and creating a new IP. It's just fucking, it's just lazy. I don't think it's interesting.
The thing I'm worried about the Uncharted movie is that, yes, Tom Holland is great, but they have had not one, not two, but three directors all walk off the project.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Levy, Travis Knight, and Dan... Trachtenberg? I don't know who he is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, do they walk off because of difficulty with are the creators of the video game series involved heavily in the process here?
Honestly, I don't know. Nobody actually really knows who's in charge of this thing.
They think
Sony.
Because if Naughty Dog were the ones who made Uncharted, correct?
Yes.
So, like,
yes.
Does Naughty Dog have a hand in the
I don't
movie
think so. Or? I don't think they do at all.
That's fucking weird.
I think much like most Sony owned property, Sony is in charge of it.
Great.
That's fantastic.
And we all know how well they do with their intellectual
fucking
property.
Great. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Okay, so... That's how you feel, Jordan, and out of the long list of movies, which we're going to get into a bunch of titles in a little bit, you're thinking that Uncharted might be the one that you're stoked on. Okay, I see it. I can agree to some extent. We'll, again, get into that a little bit. John, I want to see what you're thinking about here as far as the plethora of video game live-action films on the table, and are there any titles that you in particular are excited about?
I guess I kind of mentioned that I think it has to do with brand recognition, but also, like, I feel like they don't make movies for nerds, okay? As much as we all go see them and as much as we clamor on about them, they don't make movies for nerds. They make it for money, right? They're not here to fucking try and please every fan that they can, because if they did that, no movie would ever be made. You know what I mean? Like, because it's impossible to fucking please every fan. You know what I mean? But, like,
right.
So they just do whatever they want and it fucks everything up. And it depends on who has the money and who's behind it. But I don't know. I guess because there have been talks about a Gears of War movie, and I very much love the Gears of War games. Only problem I have, obviously, no one's been starred, nothing's been talked about.
Right.
They have been talking about a director, the guy who did like Aliens versus Predator, which could be good for him because it's monsters and men, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Seems to be like kind of right up his alley.
Okay.
But that would be the only one I might sacrifice to go
to. Sacrifice your time for. Really pissed off. Okay. All right. All right. I wanted to get into your heads first about what's going on and any titles that you're excited about, because there is a long list. I purposely didn't get into the list right away because there is a lot. We have, I mean, listen, forever video game titles have been turned into live action films, but the trend is on the rise in 2021 and 2022. And like I said, I have questions and I'm hoping we can get into some discussions to find out some answers. So we know that in this day and age, especially with the way that everything is happening in the world with COVID and everything like that, people are at home more than ever. And video games have, in fact, played a large role in keeping people sane. We've said this before on the show, you know what I'm saying? Video games, already a multi-million dollar business, industry, it's huge. It's on its own, has been growing and growing year by year, and more so now than ever because of the way the world has been as of late. So, are we seeing a rise in the film industry because, like you kind of said, John, they think that the brand recognition is going to translate, or are we just like, I don't know. I feel like this is almost like Hollywood just trying to fucking just, you know, grab the cash and run. Not, I doubt that a majority of these films are going to do well at all. And I think that if we go down the list, we're going to see that. Let's take, for instance, we have Monster Hunter coming out. We have Willy's Wonderland that just got released not too long ago. We have, the Sonic movie came out last year. We have Sonic 2 announced. We have TV series announced for The Last of Us. We have, what else? We have the new Mortal Kombat that's coming out in April, and the trailer just released.
Call of Duty was announced.
Pokemon announced.
Came out.
Right. Yeah. Then what else? Then we also have a Halo series that apparently is in the works. Mass Effect also announced. So between film and television, or film and streaming series, there is a very long list of these video games that are getting reworked to fit that format. Is it, like I said, is this, should we try to view this as a good thing for the video game industry, or is this more so of a bad thing for the film industry? What do you guys think?
Well, that's a good question. I feel like it's both. I you know what I mean, like, in a sense that, like, it's good for the video game industry because it even though they suck and they're terrible movies, it's not really about that, I guess. It only gives exposure to video games, you know. It only gives exposure to, like, the stories that people like, and, you know, adults can sit down with their kids and hate the movies together, you know what I mean? Like, but, like, whereas, like, for the movie industry, it's like, you're just wasting money. No one gives a shit about these movies. At least that's what I think.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
this one's weird for me because, like, it's one of those things where it's like, I kind of had the wind taken out of my sails because, like, it was one of those things where as a kid you kind of fall for it. Like, I'll give you a great example. When I was younger, I really fucking loved the Tekken movie that came out. I don't know if you guys remember the Tekken movie. And it had, it was everything that a child in the 90s would have wanted. It had Papa Roach. It had fucking, it was the sickest shit, dude. It was so metal. And I loved it, and I watched it again when I was like 24, and I was like, this is fucking, I was the worst. Like, I would go back in time and kick myself in the face. Like, this was awful.
Well, like I said, the list is long, and I don't know. I look at some of these titles, okay? I look at some of these titles, and I go, there's promise here. I look at other titles, and I go, that's going to be a fucking dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So what do you think has promise? Let me ask you that. What do you think of those, of that list?
Can I answer that really quickly?
Sure.
Just, I feel like things that they keep in CG have promised. I feel like a lot of the things that they'll try to do in a way where they keep the entirety, and I don't mean the CG characters mixed with the fucking live action actors. Right. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about legitimate.
Like what everything. They want to do with the Mario Brothers movie, the new one.
Yeah. Final Fantasy Advent Children. Every video game movie should just do fucking that.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Okay. We won't have to worry about any of this shit anymore.
And honestly, I don't even think like, I don't really think that fans think about it as like, it's a film, but I don't think it falls within that same category. I think that's a whole different fucking thing because it was actually good. You know what I'm saying? Like that thing is just completely separate.
It gets a pass because it was an animated movie.
Right. Yeah.
Like so, we're talking like film.
I'm talking but about like, yeah, live here's action the thing stuff. Is
that they want to do a Mario Brothers movie that's like all CG, like The Incredibles or, you know, like a Pixar movie.
Right, which would be great because if full that's not what we're seeing as of late. You know what I'm saying? Right. We're not seeing CG movies. I'm all about that because when you involve CG and make it a full movie with that, then you know you're going to see truer to the source material events happening in these films.
They can do things that real people can't. So like,
right,
you can get the Mario jump. You know, you can make him grow. Mm-hmm.
You can see a good Bowser. You know what I'm saying? Like things like that. But I'm talking about like, okay, so let me first start off with one of the films that I think is going to be a complete shit show. And that's going to be Monster Hunter. Because that game is correct me if I'm wrong, but it is considered a JRPG. Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There is nothing J about the film. Okay. you know what I'm getting at here? They again took something and whitewashed the fuck out of it, and I don't give a fuck. Like I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if that movie ends up being good or decent. Because they could have easily made that truer to the original source material, gone with something a little better. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already from the trailers were just like, yeah, it may like look okay, but what the fuck? Why do we have these lists of actors and actresses in this film?
The reason we have the main one is because the director, Paul Anderson, that's his wife. Mila Jovovich is his wife. And it's why he also directed the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
The bane of Hollywood, nepotism.
There's only one man that could put his wife in films and have it be successful, and that's Rob Zombie. Okay? She does a fantastic job in all the movies. But listen, JRPG video game, not so J movie. It just doesn't make sense. We know from
live action anime movies that never works.
We have like a front row seat to the failure of that time.
Yeah. So I think that film is going to be fucking terrible. And the fact that you're taking something that's as big and grand of a concept as Monster Hunter, and you're going to try to put live action in that. Like, yeah, I'm sure they're going to CG the monsters, but it's not going to be fucking good. I know it's not going to be fucking good.
The thing is, like, if they did Monster Hunter in a big way, like James Cameron did Avatar, for example, which was like, I feel like there could be some promise because there was a lot of really good like world building and like showing off like monsters and these giant illustrious creatures. And I feel like in a way that could be done potentially well. But in the same sense, I also do feel like Derek has an absolute fucking point right now where like that could absolutely fall flat in just the way that Americanizing everything is just the stupidest shit you could do, but for some reason we will not stop doing it.
Right. Right. Exactly my point.
You know what I think has potential? And I know that this is gonna come as a shock.
Oh god. Sonic 2.
Sonic 2.
I knew it! What an asshole!
And no, wait, listen, let me explain.
You got some splaining to do. I want to hear
because
it.
Because I hated the first one and everyone knows it. But hear me out. If they do this movie where it is just Sonic versus Robotnik.
Yes.
And they no longer take it back to Earth, and they're in this more of a cartoony world, it could work. Because the only thing holding that movie together was Jim Carrey as Robotnik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you have Sonic. Now you can make him as fast as you want and do stupid, crazy shit and whatever. That's great. Then, because of who's chasing him, you have Robotnik team up with Knuckles, basically. Right? Mm. And you have them go at it for a little while, too. So, like, you can make that movie really great.
Right.
I'm sure they'll fuck it up. But I'm just saying it could be great.
Right.
The way that you just described the plot of Sonic and Tails 3, which on the Genesis,
Yes, exactly.
Eggman tricks him into thinking he stole blah, 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 blah. Right. And that would be cool as shit. And yeah. I would
because
love
they introduced Tails at the end of the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you could have all that shit. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Which I screamed. I screamed so loud. Yeah. I was 7 years old again. Okay. I wanted to ask, because I never got to have this conversation as me being a part of the show. I know you had this conversation.
Yeah.
John, the fuck is your hang up with the Sonic movie?
Don't get me started. Go back.
And yes, paper. You're no, no, no. And yes, you're doing this right now. I'm calling you out.
I definitely want to hear this too. I definitely want to get more into it.
And I'll tell you why I want to know the problem, because I, as much as I liked it, I had problems with it too, and I think our problems are similar.
I hated it because it was a shitty kids movie. I hated it because, like, I know it's supposed to, like, it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's Sonic the Hedgehog. It's going to be for younger kids. But did they have to make it like every fucking kids movie that you've ever seen that mixes characters and humans?
Yes, I knew we were going to agree on that.
Yeah, that is the general consensus. Yeah,
whole goddamn movie because of it.
Right. What? But listen, nobody's going to sit here and fault you for that. Like saying, okay, I enjoyed the film, movie. But I went ahead and said that would probably be the one thing if they didn't do that, could have made that movie fucking great. Like the movie was good. I enjoyed it. My kids enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? Like
and
there
your
was
kids
enough.
Should enjoy it, but for right. me, I was like miserable. I went by myself. I'm like sitting there, like I was like I feel like the worst person in the world sitting here watching this movie.
You know what it is too. It's like because they do them all the same. Have you guys ever seen that one meme? I don't know if we shared it with each other.
When it's the fucking
not,
cartoon character.
They're
and the
sitting
guy
in the car.
In the car.
And they're sitting next to them in the car. Sonic, Rocky, and Bullwinkle.
Yes.
All of those like
Looney Tunes.
Woody Woodpecker, Looney Tunes, all the CG characters.
And I guarantee they
shot.
Do it in the new Tom and Jerry movie too. Fuck, I
oh,
hate those kid movies.
Freaking lootly. Where they sit the CG characters with the main character, and the main character's always got this look of, oh God.
Yeah.
You're in the real world.
Because that's
what are we
easy
gonna
to
do?
Animate. It's one scene.
Yes. Because it's the easiest thing to edit when it comes to having one character next to another.
It's so fucking
in post.
Lazy. I hate it.
Fuck, it's very lazy, yes.
And that's why I hate the Sonic movie.
Okay.
But I like the Sonic movie, but I totally agree with your reasons on why you hate it. Absolutely.
There was some really cool stuff with Sonic.
Yeah.
I will admit that. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it was garbage.
Right.
It's garbage that they have to show us 10 seconds of his life in Green Hill Zone in the cool part of the world where I want to see this mystical world where he's running around.
Yeah.
And he
and
like
instead
he's
I get him on Earth
of.
With a stupid asshole that doesn't know how to tie his shoes and
exactly.
another fucking asshole that's chasing him the whole time. Great.
He needs to come on Earth with these bumbling human characters with their cell phones. And it's a cell phone, Sonic. You use it to call people. Fuck you. Screw you. I'm so sick of it.
No, I hate it.
I swear I to
it.
God, we're going to see Tom and Jerry learning about like apps and emojis. I swear to God.
Oh, I guarantee
it. It's so stupid.
Anyway, that's what I hate when they do. So,
right.
Like,
yeah.
If they continue to do that kind of shit with our characters, mm-hmm. they can go fuck themselves. I'll never see those movies ever again.
They've been talking about a Minecraft movie for years,
yeah,
and every single time they talk about it and I read about it, it's always the same thing. Directors are always considering either taking Minecraft and putting it in the real world or taking the real world and dumping it in Minecraft, which is even stupider of a practice.
Like, why not just have an adventure for Steve?
Yeah. Why not just make Steve a walking, talking human being?
They did it for the fucking Lego movies. Why can't they do it for Minecraft?
No, they didn't do it in the Lego movies because they added, like, the characters and everything like that are just part of some guy's who's like a failure as a father, and instead of spending time with his kid, he spends all his time downstairs in his basement putting together a Lego city.
Oh, that's so
who's
shitty.
Played by movie. Will Ferrell.
No, 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 hold up. It's not him. he has the Legos, but it's the Lego movie is based on adventures from the imaginations of the kids playing with the Legos. It's not Will Ferrell.
If you do it a Minecraft movie, you make it in Minecraft.
Right.
And then if you want to zoom out and it's some kid playing, get out of the room, I'm fucking playing Minecraft at the end of the day. I will laugh my ass off so hard. It'll be the fucking greatest movie of all time.
Right. But the Lego movie is completely fucking different. They executed that brilliantly for it being a fucking Lego movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not an animated Lego movie. That's not the point. And listen, if they go ahead and do a Minecraft movie, listen, they've already done Minecraft things that are adventures with Steve. They just have to put it on the big screen. They came out with two other fucking Minecraft games that are based in an open, like much more open adventure with characters in the Minecraft world and everything like that. So if they took that concept and brought it to a film, full CG film, then they'd be able to execute it properly. But yes, I agree that they shouldn't be involving live action in something like that at all, because there's no live action in it. It's not based on real anything. I agree with you. That's the problem when they go ahead and take stuff and put it into the real world when they shouldn't be fucking doing that.
Right. But because it's a kid's game, they think they need to make a kid's movie.
Right. I know. And I agree with you on that they shouldn't be doing that. That's a big problem. Mm-hmm. But like, to go back to the Sonic conversation just briefly, my whole thing here is, do you think that when they put together the first movie, knowing that they're going to set it up for a second, with everything that was going on with that film, do you think that they went, let's make this the traditional kids movie crap, and with the, you know, with the nods to the game, and then have the second one be more related to the game and less on Earth? Like, do you think they just did the first movie as the introduction to something that the fans would like in the second?
I will forgive the first movie if that's what they were doing.
And I totally think they're gonna do it with the second movie by the simple fact that with the teaser title, they use the music from Sonic 2. There's no reason to put in the actual themes from the different worlds from a game unless you're actually going to apply it, you know, logically. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've already confirmed there's going to be more of Sonic's friends who are going to show up in the movie aside from Tails. That's already been confirmed.
Right.
So to have all these little characters all come onto Earth, I'm really thinking and praying that it's going to be that they're going to show us more of that world. I think it's way better.
Right. But if they keep it on Earth and I have to fucking follow around that asshole and his girlfriend I'm going to fly out to Hollywood. I'm going to find the director and I'm going to throw up on him. I'm going to just gag right in front of him and just fucking throw up everywhere on him.
Yeah, that movie was not The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. It was The Adventures of Sonic and Mixed Race Couple.
Oh, my God.
The movie should have been called Jim Carrey Holds It on His Shoulders Again.
Listen, Brent Schwartz is a good Sonic. I'm not even going to sit here and...
Sure, yeah.
All right, so John, you think that has potential? Honestly, yeah, if they do it the right way,
it
has potential. But we know that, you know, listen, we are not new to this. This isn't the first time we're dealing with this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we have to keep our expectations low. So if it does happen the way that we want it to happen, then we enjoy it even more. But
exactly,
you know. I think the Monster Hunter film is going to be shit. You think that Sonic is going to be good. I really want to get into a film I know that Jordan is absolutely on the side of it being a dumpster fire. I want to talk about Willy's Wonderland.
was this something, or did they just make their own version of what Five Nights at
Freddy's? Here's the thing. I looked this up ad fucking nauseam. For those of you who don't know, I said it in our episode last year. Yeah. I fucking hate Five Nights at Freddy's. And there is a Nick Cage movie that's coming out that's very similar, but I don't think is based on or going to be accredited to Five Nights at Freddy's.
No, because I don't think they're at all. There, no. There is a Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yeah, they've been talking about that movie coming out for forever now. Right. So. And they want to put fucking like the YouTubers like Markiplier and shit, like the ones who like do the Five Nights at Freddy's playthroughs and shit, like in it. And I'm just like, internet famous is not the same as put this person in a movie. It's not. Stop doing that. But that's another conversation.
Right. Right. Well, apparently Willy's Wonderland, it's already come out. It's out. Exactly. You know, we actually, a little inside to the listeners, we actually saw that it had been released, and originally for this week's show, we were going to watch it and talk about it, and then we found out that the movie is still $20, and none of us wanted to pay that money to watch that film, but regardless of how we reacted to the price tag and everything like that, apparently people have seen it and like, yeah, the Rotten Tomatoes score and all this other IMDb shit, like, yeah, it's like 50-50, but like, I know people that have seen it and they actually said it was decent. Now, it is in a Five Nights movie, but it is heavily influenced. When you see the trailer, it's pretty much the same fucking plot. And the best thing that I think I've heard about the film is that apparently Nick Cage has zero speaking lines. He doesn't say a single word in this film. And that's apparently it's gory and it's funny and there's no fucking, there's no dialogue from him. So I don't know. I actually might try to give this a shot in the near future. Who knows?
I will only see it if it's with you guys. Legitimately, I mean that.
You know what? I'm glad that they decided to change up a little bit and it could be better now is The Last of Us.
Right.
That was originally going to be a movie done by like Sam Raimi, the guy who did Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man, and like Evil Dead or whatever. But like they can that. Well, you know, and then they decided to do an HBO show, which HBO does pretty well on their stuff. Like they put the time and the effort and the money into making something that's good, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, they do. They put and I feel effort like, into their shit,
Yeah, they put effort into their shit. Like, they get good writers, they get good actors, they get good whatever. And they had, like, they had announced that Pedro Pascal would be Joel.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. That's fine. I don't care.
And the girl from Game of Thrones, one of the little girls, is going to be Ellie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Yes. Yeah. Which is also fine. I don't mind. And I just don't want them to end up making Walking Dead. You know what I mean? Like, like, I want them to make it a Last of Us game. You know?
Like, you want it to end at some point and have a clear ending and not go on for 50 seasons.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
And every now and again,
I don't
want
to come to Comic Con every fucking year for the next 10 years and have The Last of Us as the ticket thing.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Every now and again, people are looking up and this show is still on television.
Right, yeah, I don't want that. I want it to end in like two seasons, you know? Like,
Right. It's actually really funny that you brought that up. It's going to lead into a point I have a little bit later. But the one title that I think is going to be a clear cut, good fucking movie, and that I'm actually really excited for, I'm going to say it's the Mortal Kombat movie.
All right, let's talk about it. We've like been holding it.
Listen, I've watched the trailer, right? Uh-huh. Apparently the trailer has already passed the view mark for most watched trailer. It beat Deadpool and it beat another film. I don't remember what the other film was, but it beat two major films as far as like fans watching the trailer and spreading news about it. Us three, probably a bunch of listeners out there grew up in the 90s and know about the first original two Mortal Kombat movies. Those kind of, like I said at the beginning, kind of for me at least, fall into the they were so bad but they were still good kind of like classic like video game films. Like when you talk video game films, like that's a title people are like, yo, that movie was terrible but it was awesome at the same time. So yeah. I think just by watching the trailer and knowing that two films already exist that they're like, that they don't want to replicate, I think that this movie is going to be bananas, and I am super hyped on it.
You know, I think it does look, I think it looks really good. I think it's keeping kind of faithful to a lot of visuals and stuff like that. And, you know, as much as I thought it would, the dialogue is not making me cringe in any capacity. Like, it was pretty well structured.
It's pretty clumsy, so, like, though, Phil.
You think so?
A little bit.
I have to kind of agree a little bit. I was trying to give it like more credit where it's due, because I wasn't trying to trash this fully. I wanted to give it an honest, and I don't hate it. I'm going to see it when it comes out.
Yeah. You know?
But like,
yeah.
I can see where you're
John's going. Been silent this whole time, and we know that's never a good thing. So let's hear it, John. Come on. Go ahead and dish out your shit. Let's hear it.
The Mortal Kombat novel was way better. I'm sorry. No, that joke is running a course. I'm sorry, John.
Oh, no, it's okay. You know what I don't like about the trailer, and I'm worried about the movie, is this fucking Liu Kang fish out of water character.
Oh, right.
That
yes.
They keep making.
Right. They introduce a new character in the film, and it's a replacement. I don't know if it's a direct replacement, but it technically is to fucking Johnny Cage. The directors actually came out.
Is that guy supposed to be Johnny Cage?
No, he's not. He's not supposed to be a replacement. It's he is, in fact, his own character, and they're kind of revolving the story around him a little bit. So but they did come out
in the video game world.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, they came out and they said that they are aware of the discrepancy, and like they know that that's pulling away from the original lore. So they were actually really open about that, because a lot of fans are like, who the fuck is this guy? And why isn't Johnny Cage in this film? Is he like the direct replacement? And they came out and they said a few things about it, apparently, and addressed it. And I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that them being like, yeah, we know, but just work with us on this. And just, you know, we have a good feeling about what we did. So okay. I'm hoping that it turns out to be better than what we see now, because there is still a lot of questions around what's happening with that. But listen, overall, I'm going to say, like, Mortal Kombat is a fucking fighting game. And if Street Fighter taught us anything, we can tell when it's going to be really bad. But they took what Mortal Kombat is, a gory fighting game, and they showed a lot of that in the trailer. I mean, fucking Sub-Zero rips off Jax's arms.
Yeah. I do like that the idea of a fatality is in there. Like, I like that the fact that they do, like, a lot of, like, even, like, a lot of combo hits where, you saw that one scene where Sub-Zero and Scorpion are fighting, and they have
so good.
It's a great scene, even just from the trailer. And I'm hoping that it's like not the only great scene. You know what I mean? Like,
they're orchestrating most of the action to feel like the game.
Yeah.
But like, they do this really cool thing where I thought like he fucking hits him with something and blood squirts out, and he freezes the blood and stabs him with it, like a combo move. Builds a whole ice wall and throws him through it. That was cool to me. Like, I was like, all right, if that's the movie, this could be really good, but I'm still hesitant just because of that.
Right.
Just
right.
Because of that fish out of water character that never goes well.
Right. Because essentially what that creates is a problem with the plot. Like, you can like a film for the nods to the game and for how true to gore it might be and the fatalities and everything like that that we're seeing in the trailer. But if the story is complete shit, then that's going to be really bad, you know, for the film and its entirety.
And everyone will be like, oh, the fighting was good, but the movie is, like, not great. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, because no one can follow the story.
Right. So it'll be the 90s Mortal Kombat all over again. That's basically what it would be.
Right, exactly.
With slightly better fighting.
It looked like they have some good like choices for characters, and they do a lot of cool, like, you know, they have the technology to do some really cool shit as far as like special effects are concerned. So hopefully that continues the way that looks in the trailer, and those aren't just the best scenes that they showed.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know
yeah.
what? You know what movie really did that in a big way? Now thinking about it, and I bring it up because it's based on the comic, the first Kingsman movie. The Secret Service. Did you guys see that movie? That's one of my favorite movies of all time, but I can completely secede to the fact that, like, it was one of those movies where the action scene, when that movie came out, everybody was talking about those fucking action scenes. They were unparalleled, but the story itself, like, Samuel Jackson was the bad guy, and he gave away, like, he created this cell phone service plan that was, like, a totally free, like, everybody in the world got free cell phones, so obviously everybody in the world, like, did it, but they get, like, a microchip implanted in their heads, and then he had a button that was gonna get them all to explode, and I was like, the fuck? So, like, this story was kind of, like, it reminded me of that 90s Mortal Kombat-esque, like, well, I enjoy watching them strike and fucking hit at each other, but, like, the story is like, what the fuck am I watching right now? I was, like, really blown away by that.
I mean, listen, sometimes there are saving graces to a terrible plot. And if the action and the cinematography and the effects, sometimes they can kind of, like, be the crutch that the movie kind of walks on. And at the end of it, you can be like, the plot kind of sucked, but overall, like, I still enjoyed it because of all these other things. So that could also be a possibility for the Mortal Kombat movie. So we'll see. I mean, to be honest, like, the big thing with me with that movie was going to be casting. And from the characters that they've shown, I think they did a fantastic job as far as, like, picking actors and actresses that felt like the characters from the game. They didn't whitewash fucking anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all seemed well put together. So the only thing that we're waiting on now is the story itself. Is it enough to make it a really, really good movie? Could it be passable as, like, a video game live action film? Possibly, if they do everything else right. But for me, like, and a lot of other people, yeah, it's really comes down to the story, the plot, what's up with the new character, and how they deliver that to us. And the right. fact that they were so open with and were just straight up like, yes, trust me, we know, and don't worry about it. Like, it's there for a reason. Like, they addressed it. I think that gives the movie a little bit more credibility. So out of all the fucking crazy titles that are coming out, I think that one's probably going to be the best one on the list. Mm-hmm. Now, my whole thing is, you know, I mentioned casting with this movie, and you guys mentioned casting for other series and other films and things like that. I've come to realize that there are big, big differences in video game movies, live action films that were, I guess, borderline good, maybe top tier mediocre, to just the really, really just shit ones. And yeah, casting, I think, plays a big role in that. For instance, you have the Uncharted movie that's, you know, supposed to be coming out. And then you have someone like Tom Holland, who's the main actor in that film. I think that we are going to see that film be good because of Tom Holland, because of the casting decision in that film.
That's a lot of pressure to put on that kid.
I mean, listen, he plays Spider-Man. To be the actor that plays a superhero like that and do well with it is a lot of pressure. So I think he's used to that kind of idea. And I think that's why him in that film, at least for me, makes it promising, makes it seem like that film actually might be good. I mean, the director issue, I mean, I don't, no one really knows what's happening there, but it could be that people are trying to have it be truer to the game, and these directors are like, well, we want to do it our way. It's the fucking,
it could be a director thing, yeah.
Yeah, it could just be a director thing.
I think Tom Holland's a good pick. I think that's a fun and interesting pick, especially if they're doing a younger version of this character, you know?
Right.
So I think, I mean, I like Tom Holland. I think he does a good job with stuff. I think that, he's a great, I mean, yeah, he is a good Spider-Man. I feel like he could be a good Nathan Drake. It's also like, you can't you can't always depend on that though too, because like even like I mean, you know me and the Star Wars prequels, they have a lot of good people in those movies, and those movies are trash. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like, you do have to, within certain limits, actors can only do you know so much. You know what I mean?
So you don't think that these casting decisions are things that are actually going to make the movie somewhat good?
I don't think it makes it unimportant. I think who they choose is important, because we need to see these characters in our brain. You know what I mean? Like, we need to identify those characters with actors and characters that we like. You know what I mean? So like picking the right role, like you can't just be like, ah, all right, just fucking let Nick Cage do it. You know what I mean? Like they did with Ghost Rider. Right. You know what I mean? Because he's a big name. You know what I mean? Like, and while Tom Holland is a big name, he feels like he could do a good job with it. So like, they also have to give a shit. Like, the reason Deadpool was really great is because Ryan Reynolds has been playing his entire career on being Deadpool. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
The reason why, I don't know, fucking pick anything, like Max Payne was so bad, not only for the terrible direction and the terrible script, but Mark Wahlberg is like the worst in that role.
Yeah, precisely. He's just not that guy.
So casting is important, but a shitty script is a shitty script. You know what I mean?
Okay. Exactly. Okay.
Which I think is pretty wild. Can I, this whole episode, there's one thing I always wanted to bring up, and it was, have you guys seen either of the, you know, speaking on video game movies in a general sense, have you guys seen any of the Hitman movies?
No.
Those were fucking bad movies. They cannot do Agent 47 correctly in cinema, and it's fucking insane. Listen to this, because I just fucking like learned this. The first one came out, I think, in like 2007, and I remember seeing it. It was such a bad movie, because it was one of those things, and we talked about it earlier, where there were just like people walking around just talking dramatically with each other, and that's it. There was no action. There was literally nothing to it. And Timothy Oliphant was the one who played Agent 47, and he was on the Nerdist podcast, and he said he had no interest in doing that movie or returning for a sequel, and only did the original film in order to pay off his new house.
That's really fucking
Jesus funny. Christ.
Like, holy fucking shit. And then the second movie was with Rupert Friend. I don't know what else he's been in, but was that came out. And everybody was like, holy shit, maybe they're going to do Agent 47 actually, you know, correctly. And the trailer was fucking insane. They used that generic ass, like, no, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me fucking routine. And I'm like, that's not Agent 47, motherfucker. Like, that's not him at all. And it was just so bad. It was, again, it was just people walking around dramatically with guns, but not using any of the guns. Like, it was terrible. I just wanted to add that to the repertoire of just horrible fucking video game movies. They've given Hitman Agent 47 two tries to get it right, and could not.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I look at casting and I say, okay, like, depending on the actor, there are times where I go, there's no way that they're going to sit with the current reputation they have and do a project they don't think is going to be good. Like, for instance, Pedro Pascal. He's the fucking Mandalorian. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're coming off like a big fucking role like that. Listen, and granted, your feelings for the Wonder Woman movie, it is what it is, but he still did a good job as far as, like, being a villain. You know what I'm saying? Like, he still did a good job as an actor. So when I see his name in, like, the Last of Us series, like, I go, okay, I think that's going to be good because of that. Am I falling into the age old fucking trap, or am I right in thinking that?
I don't think you're falling into it. I think you're just giving your own opinion in, like, how you think based on other roles Pedro Pascal will be, and I don't think that it's like,
well,
a
I
thing
mean in
of, like,
general
oh
too, like, not just him. Yeah. I'm saying, like, you said, like I said, Tom Holland, you know, Pedro Pascal. I look at some of these actors, and yeah, like, for instance, what the fuck is his name? We talked about it last week. Fucking Magic Mike. What's his fucking name?
Okay. Oh, Channing Tatum.
Yeah, he was supposed to. Who was he supposed to play in something else?
Gambit.
Right, Gambit. Right. When I look at that and I go, oh, they're releasing a Gambit movie? Sweet. And they go, well, Channing Tatum is going to be in it. And then I would go, that movie's going to be shit.
Because then it's just casting for the name. It's not casting for...
It's exactly. Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, no. It's Scarlett Johansson.
We keep bringing that up, bro.
Yeah. That's, like, I look at that, so, like, it isn't like I sit here and I look at a big actor's name and I go, oh, shit, they're going to be in them. Like, if, like, The Rock was in a fucking movie, I'm not going to sit here and be like, holy shit, yeah, the movie's going to be great because The Rock's in it. Like, I'm going to be like, that movie's probably going to be shit. Because I know that I know that Kevin Hart's gonna be in it. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Which is like, for instance, the fucking the Borderlands movie, right?
Yeah,
it's half the cast from the new Jumanji. Yeah, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, this, really it's going to be the same fucking movie that I won't watch. Like, yeah. And like, that's a whole other fucking film too. Like, I look at the casting for that film and listen, don't get me wrong. I fucking love Jack Black. I think Jack Black does great in a lot of his films, but that doesn't mean that he's suitable for some of the films that he's in. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, when he was announced for Jumanji, I went, why? Like, what? No. Then he was announced as Claptrap for this movie. And I went, I can kind of see that, but he's not going to be acting. He's just going to be, I would presume, the voice actor. So, you know, like, the other casting for that fucking film is what really got me to be like, wait a fucking minute. Like, come on, seriously? Like, this film is going to be shit. It's going to be complete trash. Yeah, so I don't know, man. Like, I look at some of the options out there and I go, this movie's gonna be garbage because they don't have the right actors or actresses in it, and some of them I think that are gonna be great because of the same reason.
And you know what, I think you're right to think that too, because when you make a movie that is based on a video game, you are counting on the fans of that video game to fucking support your movie. So obviously you want to be the one to typecast it and cast it like perfectly so that they're happy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's one of those things where I don't think you would put, like, okay, take the Pokemon movie, for example. That movie was fine because it wasn't, it was made very clear from the jump, we're not making a live action movie that has like Ash or anything in it.
Right.
So they don't have to appease the people who are fans of the original Pokemon. They just have to, you know, appease and make the Pokemon look, you know, like physically like okay and everything like that. But they don't have to bring in other characters to make them happy or shit like that. Now with this, with, you know, Borderlands and everything like that, like, it's not just a thing. Like, Pokemon could count on their young audience because, ooh, it's Pokemon. They're not looking at us older nerds in our 20s, 30s, and 40s. Like, obviously not.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with Borderlands, you're counting on the nerds. You're not counting. It's not like a kid's... Correct me if I'm wrong, but is Borderlands really a game that's popular with the little kids the way fucking Minecraft is?
No.
Okay, so they're counting on us to like it. So why are you not typecasting, you know,
right,
for us? You get what I'm saying?
Why are you already fucking it up?
Yeah.
And that's, here's the thing, you bring up Pokemon too. The thing with Pokemon, which I realize is actually something that John brought up, is it's a kid's game, but it wasn't a kid's movie. You know what I'm saying? Right. It was based on fucking, obviously, Pokemon and Detective Pikachu and all this other shit, but that movie was not like a kiddie movie. It still like had like some deep shit in there, and I think that's really what made that film like good, and that's why I liked it, because it wasn't that fucking cookie cutter bullshit kids movie. Like, yes, we saw our main characters with humans and everything like that, but that's already established in the game, so that wasn't even weird.
Right. Detective Pikachu is right now the hands down the best video game movie ever made.
So far, I completely secede to that. I really do. I agree with that completely.
Yeah, I can definitely see that argument being 100% true.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, people can have their own opinions, but like for me, Detective Pikachu.
I think it was the one that was the most well done. Like honestly, like it hit a lot of the markers.
I think what video game movies, and we've said this before, or at least I have, I think what they failed to do is something that I don't know if they can do. And it's the reason these video games become popular is because we're playing the video game. You know what I mean? We're making the adventure. We're doing it how it's, you know, even though it's a story that we're following for the most part, we get to kind of choose how we do it, right? No one fights the same. Yes. No one does the thing the same. Everyone does it their own way, right? So now you have a story based in whatever. And instead of like, you can't follow that story because it's a movie and it you have to make it for a general audience. They're not making it for the fans of the movie, even though they hope the fans will just go and see them, right? So like now you have to take a very weird and complicated. Imagine trying to make Kingdom Hearts for a major audience.
No.
Right? That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, see, that's the problem with video game movies is that they're making it for a general audience. So when you take something like God of War, right, that's like fucking super intense and like a lot of action and, you know, gods and goddesses and all this like crazy, you know, he can fucking crush boulders and shit, you know, because he's a fucking monster. And like try and no one plays that game the same, even though it's the same story or whatever. So try and make that a movie without fucking it up completely.
You know what? And amazing example of this, the Assassin's Creed movie.
Yes.
Is like, you need to take the animus, the whole story behind the fact that people can go into the bodies of their ancestors and the assassins and Templar War and the pieces of Eden. You need to take all of that has been expressed and expanded upon in multiple games in the series.
For
many hours, exactly, that every player plays differently and shove it into a 2-hour movie.
Yes.
Of course you're setting yourself up for failure. For failure. Unless you do something like The Witcher, where, I'm not going to lie, everybody really likes The Witcher. It's getting a second season. The Witcher isn't failing on Netflix.
No.
But I completely secede to the fact that The Witcher is created with the fact that you've played The Witcher in mind. And I was never a big Witcher play. I've never really played it to its like full capacity.
Yeah, me neither.
But I still watched the show and I was very confused, still entertained.
Yeah. I do wanna say that the directors took more material from the books than they did from the games.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still like not a thing that has a full explanation. Like it goes into just from the jump, from the first episode, it doesn't really give you a big explanation of the world. Same thing.
And most fantasy things don't, right? They just assume that you know all of this shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And that works for like, oh, vampires don't like garlic or can't see themselves in the mirror. But it doesn't work with the world, the intricacies of like Assassin's Creed and God of War, where there's shit that has been established that the normal audiences, like stay-at-home mothers and like working dads and just like little kids and people who haven't played these games, can't see these movies because they're not going to know what's going on unless you take the time to clumsily and sloppily explain it within the first half an hour of the movie and then tell us the story.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a big, John, you're absolutely right. That's why these shits fail on a constant basis.
Yeah, I agree. I think it really does come down to how complex the game that they're basing the film off is. If the video game lore and the story is spread across a series of titles, there's too much for you to condense. You know what I'm saying? There's just too much for you to cover all of it. Maybe pull from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And don't try to fucking bite off more than you can chew by fitting the entirety of the video game story thus far into 2 hours. This is not going to work.
Everybody at Warner Brothers who works on the DC Comics movies should be writing extensive notes right
or just hire us to do the next movie,
right? Yeah,
holy shit. The Snyder Cut came out, guys. It's 4 hours long. Do you think that makes the movie better? Tell us in the comments. Anyway,
oh my god,
I had to call it out anyway.
But yeah, I mean, that's really it. Like, but here's the thing, you guys mentioned like a God of War movie. I think that they could pull that off if they kept it simple. If they maybe just jumped off of the series and made a continuing story from that. Not retelling the games, but maybe give Kratos a new type of adventure and just doing enough in the film to give you enough information to keep track of who's who. Like, I think that they'd be able to do that.
If they're going to do a totally new adventure for him, give me a game. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather rather play a game.
Yeah. Mm. And they would make more money making a game, too. It's like John just said. When you subvert and you try to, what's the word I'm looking for? When you try to take the interactive medium and mm-hmm. make it into something you can only watch but not control after spending so many years being used to controlling these characters and playing them your way and shit like that, a lot of stuff is going to get messed up in the mix.
Right.
At that point, they would just make more money giving Kratos a new adventure and, yes, just giving him a new game. Why does that need to be a movie, you know?
Right. No, I agree.
Unless they're going to tell us the story we already know.
Right. And in which case, like I said, you're going to have to pick and choose. You can't condense hundreds of hours of gameplay and story into 2 hours. It just doesn't work. It just right. The formula isn't there for that kind of stuff. There are two things that I want to address on our last few points here. One is, now that we're talking about like how they could kind of put together a movie from a video game and be selective, I think that a game that they could do very well with, because there's a lot to it, but there really isn't. A game I think that they could do a live action film with well, I think would be Horizon Zero Dawn. I feel like that game, if basically rip the story out of that and make it into a movie, I think it would be a fucking awesome film.
Yeah, I could see that. Like a big reveal of like the technology and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Would like Horizon Zero Dawn, that would be another one that I would want to see made in that CG, like all 100% CG style. That would be another one that like I would want to see. I want to see graphically it'd be amazing, but ultimately just keep like the live action out of it. I don't think I would like that personally.
Right. Yeah, because at that point it'd be almost like another Monster Hunter.
Or it would be Transformers.
Right. But yeah, no, a CG film, that could be the way to go too. I mean, that would be that game is one of my favorites. It's it definitely has a story that could be very well done in a film style or a continuation on if they never put out more games or anything like that.
So. I feel like video games would probably make better television shows because you can put more information in a longer period of time. Right,
extended over season. So, like, season one would be like that first title.
Eight episodes is 8 hours of information, which does a game way better than, like, a 20-hour game condensed into 8 hours is probably good enough. You know what I mean? Like,
Exactly. Castle freaking Vania, baby.
Like, right, exactly.
Yeah, Castlevania, Witcher. Yeah, like, a series, series does them well. That's actually why I'm very excited for, like, the Last of Us series, because... Yeah. That, you know what I'm saying? It's a series. It's not going to condense into a film. They're going to be extending it and doing a bunch of stuff. So
if they drag it out too much, though, and they make it like, you know, any other show in America that they drag out too far, it becomes annoying.
Right.
Cut it off. You know, even if it's making money, just go to the next one. You know, like if you're doing it that well, we'll watch the next one.
Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, you know, one that I've wanted to bring up that's actually they've already casted for it. They're just kind of dragging their feet a little bit. They already confirmed that Oscar Isaac is going to be playing Snake in what is eventually going to be the Metal Gear Solid movie.
Oh, God.
And I just want to say right now, if you thought that shit was a complicated fucking video game. get ready for like legitimately get ready for one of the most probably convoluted movies that's ever
especially
going
when the fire whale comes out of the ground.
Yeah, when the flaming whale jumps out and the half naked sniper jumps out of its back and then shoots it to death and then what are we doing
you're on a horse in fucking Afghanistan.
Yeah, you have a robotic arm and an eye patch, and there's a rock growing out of your forehead.
Anyway,
What's happening?
Jesus.
I had a thought, too, because, like, John and I have had this conversation, like, ad nauseum, like, how he has, like, a hate boner for Hideo Kojima.
It's like hate boner.
And it's interesting to me because, like, that guy, we're talking about, like, video games becoming movie, but what about, like, video games that are made by people who definitely want to make fucking movies?
I know, because, right?
Like, Hideo Kojima, without a doubt, as much as I like his work, is absolutely one of these motherfuckers. Like,
oh, that motherfucker never wanted to make a game. He's been wanting to make movies since his first career in gaming.
Exactly. And I'll tell you right now, everybody who has played Death Stranding, y'all know that basically was a movie, because what the fuck did you do in that game? You were a delivery person. Like, it was the strangest experience of gameplay that I have ever experienced in my life, and I can honestly say that. And at that point, I was just like, Kojima, you just should have taken your money and made this shit a movie. That's what you should have done.
Yeah. That's all you wanted to make.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Isn't it better sometimes when a video game plays like a movie, like an interactive movie?
No, because then it's long-winded.
Right, because then I'm not playing anything. I'm just watching.
It's pretentious. Something. Yeah, it comes off a little pretentious. That's like how in Metal Gear Solid, have y'all ever played Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots, aka the game that wins of every video game in the universe for longest cutscenes that have ever existed in a game?
I mean, I'm not talking about games that like could be movies in the sense that like cutscenes are too long or cinematics are all over the place or anything like that. Mm. I'm talking about like it just there's a level of like linear action that you still enjoy playing the game, but you sit there and like that's almost like I watched the movie, but it was way fucking cooler. Like, you've never gotten that experience from a game? Really? Am I the only one here?
I don't know, man.
If a game's cutscenes are something that is like Metal Gear Solid 4. I'm not watching it.
Right.
Yeah, you're just skipping play it a game every single time. Are you talking about like games that have like that big expansive like cinematic feel to them and kind of like in like a positive way, you mean? Like,
yeah, like graphically speaking, and like the story overall was just really fucking like you really dove into the story and were like wrapped in what was happening and you're just like invested in the characters.
I have a good answer for that. The specifically Nier Automata, that fucking game not only was like beautiful in the sense of there's this massive, expansive, apocalyptic world and this story about like humanity and machines and like what humanity has done with its future and shit like that. Yeah. But the branching, like multiple ending paths, that game always made me feel like it was like the closest to a cinematic experience, but I was still playing it.
Okay. I put 111 hours just on PC on that game and put about 40 more on console.
Yeah.
I love that game. I'm very excited for the new Nier, the remake that they made from the old one that never came out in America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. I enjoy those games a lot. And yes, they are cinematic, but also I'm even playing stuff during their cinematics. They keep me busy. Like, when they're just routing out exposition that I don't give a shit about, I'm in a robot fight, or I'm in a mech fight, or I'm in doing something, you know.
Gotcha.
You mean, like, there's always something going on for the most part. And then the little cinematic cuts that I'm not doing anything, I'm enthralled.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You guys had me sitting here like I was fucking crazy for a second. I was like, there's got to be a game that's done that for you. Like, there's a few really good fucking stories out there in the video game world that you could have sat there and been like, between the graphics and the music and the dialogue and everything else, that you were just enthralled with and like enjoyed it and sat there and been like, wow, that could have been a fucking film. And I played through it and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Which actually leads me to the final thing I actually want to ask you guys. You guys ever watch an interactive movie? You know what I'm talking about? So way back in the day, you would pick up a book, right? And you say, to make this decision, go to page 83. To make this decision, go to page 7.
Oh, like a choose-your-own-adventure thing?
Like a choose-your-own-adventure thing, right? You guys never did that for a film? You never? Have you guys ever experienced that?
I know that they made them, but I've never watched them yet.
So there's a Puss in Boots choose your own adventure film that was on Netflix that you could pick like how to react to certain situations, and my kids love the shit out of it. What if there was an adult version of that? Like, what if you could sit in a movie theater, right? Watch a film and then have something come up on screen where the entirety of the movie theater could vote on how the movie goes. And then whatever action gets the most votes, that's the next part of the film.
No, fuck that.
You wouldn't be down for that?
No,
that
would lose like a lot talk of talk in a movie theater. You're gonna give them an excuse to say shit? No, fuck that.
No. Not like vocally, but like, you know, they have like little like fucking pads.
You know,
like,
no one's gonna not say something during that fucking thing. I'm not gonna. No, I don't want to sit there for longer than I have to. If I'm doing it at home, sure. I'm not doing it at a theater. Fuck that.
They would lose a lot of money doing that because then people would stop going because they're like, yeah, I don't go to the fucking interactive movies anymore because they never pick my choices. Like, then there'd be people going to just troll and like pick like this really stupid, obviously like idiotic answers.
Okay,
like,
all right. So maybe not in the movie theater, but let's say for instance they did direct to Blu-ray films, right? With adult interactive like stories, like you know, a fucking crazy fucking action film or like a crazy like horror mystery film, and you could do that. Would you be invested in that?
I thought they had like an interactive thing on Netflix that was for adults.
There's a movie on Netflix now that is interactive. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me look. Oh man, I'm gonna have to look this up. Yeah.
To answer your question, no, I've never been interested in that at all because I feel like it's like I can't get myself invested in something that just stops and then expects some sort of Bandersnatch. Okay, yeah.
The Black Mirror thing is a choose your own adventure thing.
Oh right. Yes. Yeah. Black Mirror,
I can't get myself invested in something that stops itself and then requires some sort of like
decision making
response from me. Not even decision making. It's more like when I sit down, this is just me personally, maybe people agree with this, but like when I sit down personally to do something, either I'm sitting down, I get comfortable and I don't want to have to do anything. That's a movie. Or I sit down, I get myself ready to play a game where I'm actually going to be putting in some form of effort and decision making and everything like that. And that's a game. I feel like this is too in the middle for me. And I just get like cagey. I get like uncomfortable. Like I've never been like interested in an interactive fucking thing where.
So I'm guessing neither one of you really enjoyed Until Dawn.
I never played
Until Dawn. It's really not my style. I can't do it in there. Kind of thing like that.
Okay. All right.
Plus, I don't like things with branching paths because then I get anxiety. I'm like, did I do the right thing?
I love Mass Effect, but I also have time to like pick my, you know, my next thing or whatever. Like, I like that kind of stuff. But if it's like immediate decision, it's like choose this or die type of thing. Like, and they give you like even like a little timer sometimes. No, fuck that. I'm done with that.
Oh yeah, hell! Oh, when they add the timer, no, they're like, hey, make a decision, and you're like given a time. Fuck no.
Yeah, no, my anxiety's through the roof with that shit.
Exactly. Screw that noise.
All right, just a thought. I was just thinking about the interactive films how they come in. Like,
it's not for me, that's all.
Right, yeah. Because, you know, games do that. So, I mean, what's stopping Hollywood from taking the idea? You know what I'm saying?
Don't give them any idea.
Please don't. Like, please.
All right.
They have enough on their own and they're terrible.
Yeah, true. All right. So, so overall, 2021, 2022, we're seeing a long list of video game inspired live action films. I guess final thoughts, guys. Do you think we're gonna see some good ones? Do you think we're gonna they're all gonna be bad and fall underneath the curse of video game films? Personally, I think there might be one or two winners if done correctly and the casting is right. But overall, I still, even with those that might be good or decent, I really think that Hollywood needs to fucking stop with the video game films. I really think that they need to fucking stop. Just give us more video games. Like, just stop. Yeah. It doesn't translate well. I don't think it ever really will. I think you're going to get movies that do it well enough to be passable. Like, the Pokemon movie was good, and, you know, everyone really enjoyed it. But, like, it like I said, I think it really depends on the complexity of the game. And I think a lot of the titles that we're seeing, except for some of the ones that might just be series, I think they're just going to be doing it all wrong. So, who knows? What do you guys think?
My opinion is that I am very excited for Avatar Studios to start making animated series and different animated movies. And as soon as that was announced, I need you to understand wholeheartedly, nothing matters to Jordan anymore. No, but look, my sentiment is yours, man. Like, it's one of those situations where if they start trying to approach things from a different sort of perspective, if they cut out by the way, John, the thing we were talking about earlier, the CG character in the car with the bumbling main character idiot is called, where they like to call it, the Roger Rabbit effect.
Oh,
where it's like the goofy, like, oh, you're in the real world. Oh, what are we going to do? We got to get you back home. It's like, oh, God. But, yeah, I think if they stop with the fucking Roger Rabbit effect and stop sticking your CG characters in the real world, keep it within a CG world and give us an adventure that is cool and, like, cute for kids, while at the same time it keeps to, like, the lore of the things that we've played for years and enjoyed. I think that they could pull themselves out of the darkness here. I think that video game adaptations of movies will stop being so cursed. But right now, there's a lot of work to do on Hollywood's part for that to happen.
Okay. What do you think, John?
Yeah. I think Hollywood has a lot to do with this. But I think if they really change their tune, because here's the thing is, like, even though I, and people know this, that I really only watch Bob's Burgers, I have been kind of watching new stuff lately.
Right.
And now it's all, you know, I mean, it's all old for everyone else, but it's new for me. But and TV series in general have been getting better, while movies haven't been.
Yes.
And
exactly.
If that's what it takes to make good video game content that isn't video games, and it really does take a television show, because again, you can put more information in those, and, like, special effects are getting better, like, they're being able to do more stuff that, you know, that the 90s were not equipped for,
exactly.
I think we could see an uptake. Hopefully Mortal Kombat is good. Well, I guess we'll see. But I think the best direction that Hollywood could go is a series. So whether that's Netflix or it's an HBO thing or whatever, they do series, I think they might have a better chance with it. I don't think movies is a good platform for that, because they've made a ton of Sonic cartoons. You can make those all day. Kids love that shit. You know what I mean? So, like, we don't necessarily need that kind of shit on the big screen. You know, like, I would watch a new Mario Brothers television show if they did it, you know, relatively well.
Right. You know? There is actually a new Sonic animated series that's supposed to be coming out in the future. Now that you brought it up, which is funny. Yeah, listen, you know, I agree that, maybe take the Hollywood budget and put it all together on a smaller scale. Give us the long series, a season one, season two kind of deal. Because, you can fit in all the lore, all the information that should be in the film. You can put that in a longer layout, a longer format in the series type of setup. We've seen it work in the past way better than the films have. Maybe that could be the answer here. Maybe they, because of the way technology is, the way that the world is now, and moving forward, I think that, maybe video game films will see this wave coming up, and then going from there. I mean, if it really ends up being a shitstorm all around, then maybe that might be the route that they end up taking. But in seeing the successes of other series that are based on video games and go with that, maybe they need all of these movies to be a complete fucking flop all at once, to really see the damage that they do, you know, that Hollywood does. But there's, like I said, you know, we've said it through the course of the show tonight that there's a few titles that we hope are good, that some have potential, others that are just look terrible. Will we ever see the end of video game adaptations into live action films? I highly doubt it. I could express my want for that just as much as I express my want for them to stop doing live action anime films. But you know, I guess, you know, whatever they think is going to make them a dollar is essentially what they're going to put out, and we need to be smarter.
Even if they make a shitty movie, and here's the something that people don't talk about a lot. If they make a movie that's worth a lot of money and it tanks, they write that off. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, they don't lose anything. They actually make money off of a terrible movie. Yeah. So most, I think some companies just look at video game movies as like, fuck it. If we fucking bomb it, like, we'll write it off and we'll make money either way. So.
Yeah, or they could start going the snakes on a plane route and make a movie intentionally bad to the point where it becomes a fucking classic fucking movie. That movie was, that whole story behind that film is so ridiculous. But that's not for us to discuss tonight or ever. But all right, guys. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens in the next year or two. There's a lot of titles going out. I really hope that some of these are good. I hope that the actors that have built their reputations, that are investing in these projects, don't get completely fucked over. I have a lot of hope. Am I stupid for thinking this way? Probably. But, you know, I mean, that's the only thing we can do is hope to be given good content, and we'll see where it all goes. But if you guys out there, the listeners, have any upcoming live action films that you guys are excited for, or maybe you share the same sentiment as we do as far as films you think are going to be complete dumpster fires, let us know. Find us on social media. Like I said at the top of the show, we can find us on Twitter at Party Up Tweets, Instagram at The Party Up Podcast, and of course on Facebook by searching The Party Up Podcast. Drop a like, be part of our group where we will go ahead and try to continue this conversation. And like I said, also, by the time the show is airing, we've already released our brand new Twitch channel, so find us there, twitch.tv/partyuppodcast. We are going to have so much content coming up. It's so ridiculous. If you caught the stream, you've already heard about it, but the only way you're going to be able to stay up to date with all the news and announcements and upcoming things is by adding us on social media. And of course, along with the Twitch, we've also released our YouTube channel. Again, right now we are on the road to 100 subscribers. So stay in the loop to our social media. Jump on the link for the YouTube. Subscribe. As soon as we can get 100, we can customize our URL, so it'll be a lot easier to let you guys know where to find us. And there you're going to see a lot of bonus material, stuff that never gets aired here on the podcast week by week, a bunch of other just shows and content we're working on in the background. So we have a laundry list of things that are going to be coming out this year, and we're super excited. And of course, all of that is for you guys, the listeners and the viewers, and we thank you so much for always tuning in. The biggest way that you can support us is by sharing our stuff, whether it's the podcast or the Twitch stream or the YouTube stuff. Please, if you like it, share it, get more eyes on it. That helps us a million times over. So, Jordan, how can people go ahead and not only support us here on the show, but support you with everything you put out on the internet?
I am Jordan7. That's JORDANSE, the number 7, EN on Instagram. My second Instagram is 7TV Official. That is spelled the exact same way. And then search up SE, the number 7, EN TV on YouTube. You will find all of the videos. I just posted a new video this week. So definitely give me some love and check that shit out. Thank you.
Awesome. And how about you, John? How can people go ahead and also support you and everything you provide the internet?
You could find me on Twitter and Instagram at sunbeardy2love. That's the number two, not spelled out. Fablebeardco.com, coupon code SB2L15 for 15% off your whole cart. And you can go to gamingaccessweekly.com for all your favorite video games, reviews, news, and editorials.
Awesome. Fantastic, guys. All right. So that's going to do it for us here on the show. Again, thank you so much to everybody out there that's tuned in to it. Hit us up on the social media, share our stuff, support these guys, support us. And we will go ahead and be back next week with a brand new episode for everybody. Again, stay in the loop with the social media stuff, because we're also going to be posting up schedules as far as like when new stuff is going to be released. And we are super excited for everything. So thank you to everybody out there. I, of course, have been your host, Derek Bigmosh. So for John and for Jordan, we will see all of you guys next time on the Party Up Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Next time, bring money.